This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back to Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you smoke pot? I think a lot of you guys do, as it's now legal in multiple states. People use it for a whole variety of things, recreation, sleep, pain. How many of you, though, have noticed that it gives you an erection? How many of you notice it could give you a painful erection? Okay. By the way, if you have kids, you might want to wait till next segment for them to tune in. This is going to be a little bit adult content. This is actually going to be very adult content and a little graphic. I just need to tell you guys. Well, apparently a 23-year-old male had such a painful erection from his cannabis use that he went into a psychotic episode and cut off his penis using a scissors. Now, I know you guys are going, okay, wait a second. Is this some National Enquirer stuff? No, it's a case report. I get medical case reports, and I report on them. And, you know, and I don't mind the guys are like, gosh, there's a lot of headlines now lately with, you know, male genitalia. And, well, there's a lot of that going on right now. Because remember, so much was COVID, and lungs. Finally, somebody's looking a little bit below the belt. And they're like, oh, wait a second. This is some interesting medical reporting. So a 23-year-old male from Thailand amputated completely his penis with the scissors because he couldn't bear the pain of a prolonged erection caused by marijuana. Now, in this case report, they outline what happened. He had been off pot for 3 months, and he only began recently using it, and he smoked 2 bongs with 2 grams of pot. You guys might know more because I don't have it at the house, so I don't know what it looks like or how much grams are. I mean, that sounds like a lot. It sounds like a lot to me. Now, did he smoke that much because he was going through something? Was he going through a psychosis? Or did the cannabis cause the psychosis? Which came first, the chicken or the egg? Oh, that's funny. Somebody said they ordered from Amazon a chicken and an egg, and they'll tell us which came first. That's, yeah. But anyway, back to the penis. Okay. Within 2 hours of smoking 2 bongs, they said, you know, bring your bong, he had an erection that caused persistent sharp pain. He felt his penis look distorted, so he tried to trim it. So he's looking, and he's thinking it's distorted. And again, he's in psychosis, so what he's seeing might be a hallucination. So he's trying to trim it down, and then he says to heck with it, and he takes the scissors, and he cuts the sucker off. Wow, and he's only 23. So physicians think he was in a cannabis-induced psychosis. So they say to confirm the cannabis exposure, they did check his urine. It was positive for Delta-9 tetrahydrocannabinol. The distal penis was deemed too dirty and fragile for reconstruction. Bleeding was controlled. The penile stump, which means what was left of it, was irrigated, debrided, cleaned up. A scrotal urethrostomy was performed by a urologist in order to make an opening for him to pee. After admission and cannabis discontinuation, the delusions went away, the hallucinations subsided, and it looks like he's going to recover, but not with his penis. And this is scary, because we were talking about how, wow, you know, marijuana can be used to fight COVID. There's multiple ways marijuana could help, and, you know, maybe marijuana is going to be the drug of the future, and there might be cancer, you know, prevention aspects and attributes to cannabis. But a lot of you guys might have to realize it could mess with your erections. Now, this isn't the first time we've seen this in the literature. So, apparently erectile dysfunction. We have seen cannabis linked to erectile dysfunction. We've also seen cannabis-induced priapism, or prolonged erection. That's been noted in multiple cases. There was one where there was a 32-year-old African-American man who had a persistent erection for 6 hours that had nothing to do with sexual activity. They had to do needle aspiration where we pull the blood out. They had to do phenylephrine injection to limit the, because cannabis can relax blood vessels. That's what allows an erection. They had to use phenylephrine to tighten up the blood flow so less, you know, so it wouldn't continue erecting. And that's called detuminescence to relieve the blood from the penis. He admitted to smoking cannabis several nights per week for the past 6 months, including within the 2-hour period prior to his priapism. Then he had 4 more episodes of a persistent erection, and he also had sickle cell trait and anemia as a teenager, so we don't know if that could have had any play with it, but luckily they were able to, you know, help him with this. They did the needle aspiration, the phenylephrine. They were able to detuminesce or get the blood out and get his penis flaccid again, but, you know, wow, for some people with pot, huh. The other thing, too, also is, you know, they're doing drug tests, but, you know, one thing to also think about is sometimes pot can be laced with something else, so it's something to think about. But this cannabis-induced psychotic disorder, that is something that we are seeing more and more of as physicians. We have something called scromiting, where somebody is screaming and then vomits uncontrollably, and it's a psychotic episode they could get from marijuana. And I'm not trying to say that marijuana is bad, 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 but for those of you who use, you might want to, you know, keep an eye out for this and know that there are cases where for some people things go bad enough where somebody wanted to chop off his own penis. So marijuana has THC, that's the psychedelic component, the tetrahydrocannabinol. They say experts suggest that about 10% of a THC level can induce a psychotic episode, but some of the pot that's on the streets has up to 90%. So people are throwing up, they're having psychotic episodes, they're having hallucinations, delusions, and if you have any underlying mental illness that might not have been diagnosed, it could exacerbate that. So even though we doctors are still studying and researchers are studying the medical uses and how we could advance marijuana and include it in our medical bag, please keep in mind, sometimes it could do something to your willy, and that might not be so good. All right. Of course, I'm going to keep you guys abreast of anything penis-related that has to do with marijuana. That's my job. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DAHLIA.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackout.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I'm getting my Facebook Live ready. All right, yeah, I'm getting that. I like videotaping these things. I just really, really feel bad that you guys have to look at me. It's not an easy thing to do. But listen, I really appreciate that you guys listen. I understand that some of you might, you know, get, I guess, put to sleep. I like to use my show to help those of you with insomnia, you know, get you to sleep. A lot of you guys listen in Las Vegas, and they play the show late night. They used to play it, like, I think 11 to 2. I think now they play it at midnight on KDWN. So a lot of you say, yeah, you listen to my show before you go to sleep. I don't know how my voice, right, allows you, you know, the somber rest that you need. But I appreciate it nonetheless. Some of you guys listen to me in the morning, live, as I am every morning, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. But I have been speaking about this for years. We have an insomnia problem. People can't sleep. I have trouble sleeping. In fact, that's how my doctor diagnosed menopause. Even though I had hot flashes in my 30s, once I told her, I go, you know, I'm not sleeping well. She's like, I'm running your levels. And whew, I was a full-blown menopause. And that was like years ago. Even though I still had my periods. But I just couldn't sleep. And so many of us have been turning to the over-the-counter medications. The diphenhydramine. The Unisoms. Or the melatonins. When those don't work, we go to the doctor. And we ask for Ambien. We ask for benzodiazepines. Well, then what? Then a lot of you go to drinking. Or you might go to cannabis, marijuana. So a lot of you guys are marijuana users. And I know you're all worried because of the last segment, you know, about, you know, having a painful erection. Although some of you are like, wait a second, is that the next Viagra? Well, I guess it could sometimes help. It relaxes you and might increase blood flow, but I wouldn't recommend that yet. But many of you are chronic cannabis users, not because you're doing it to get high, but it's because you can't sleep. So our next segment is, what are we doing about our insomnia crisis or our insomnia pandemic? And a lot of us have trouble sleeping, especially those of us that are middle-aged, and that's me. And a report is coming out where people are really, really trying to use melatonin, and it's not as effective as people are hoping. So one recent study coming out of China, it was published in the Journal of American Medical Association, JAMA. Authors from Beijing's Dongzhimen Hospital and Ziwan Hospital and Minnesota's Mayo Clinic said the prevalence of melatonin supplement consumption rose significantly from 1999 to 2000 to 2017-2018. And we're not even talking about the pandemic. Throughout the pandemic, man, sleep disorders because people were watching TV, people were home, they weren't exercising. So trust me, these numbers worsened. The team wrote that although remaining very low, the prevalence of self-reported use of melatonin greater than 5 milligrams per day increased over time. They said these estimates may raise safety concerns, especially given that the actual content of melatonin in marketed supplements may be 478% higher than the labeled content, and that evidence supporting melatonin for sleep disturbances is weak. So they looked at people using melatonin greater than 5 milligrams. And they looked at 55,000 people over the age of 20. And this supplement has been kind of something that a lot of people have been also using for COVID. Because some doctors early on said you could use melatonin to fight COVID. I haven't really seen a lot of studies on how that works. But it could be from an anti-inflammatory aspect. So some people have been using it for that as well. But they said melatonin use rose 0.4%. back in 1999 to 2.1% in the years 2017 to 2018, and after 2010, numbers started to rise. Now, melatonin is not an herb. People think, oh, you know what? It's over the counter, it's an herb. And there's gummies. There's melatonin gummies that you could get 3 milligram, 5 milligram, 10 milligram. I know. I have melatonin gummies. And I bought the 10 milligram so I could bite one in half and make them last. The problem is those gummies are so tasty, you end up taking the whole one. Now, when I take melatonin to sleep, it does help me fall asleep, although some studies say it only helps you fall asleep 4 to 8 minutes faster. I notice it does help me fall asleep, and maybe it's the placebo effect, but I get a headache. Melatonin gives me a headache. I also wake up with a dry throat, and it's a hormone. Your pineal gland in your brain makes melatonin to kind of work with your circadian rhythm. So you need to be very careful starting to take that on a regular basis because that could then mess up your whole circadian rhythm. And so I think a lot of people have insomnia that is also self-induced. Researchers say the growing use of exogenous, so what you make in your body is endogenous. Exogenous is what you're taking. Is now kind of concerning people in terms of the long-term safety. And a lot of people are taking over the 5 milligrams. You're not really supposed to be taking over 5 milligrams. It's a neurohormone produced by the pineal gland, and it's supposed to organize your circadian rhythm. And get this, the FDA is not regulating it. So you guys are taking something, and you're like, oh, it's a 5 milligram pill. It's a 10 milligram gummy. But how do you know when they're finding that some of these supplements have 478% more? That's a lot. That means you are taking 4,700 milligrams of that. I don't think that's safe. So what the hell is going on here in terms of sleep? So I wrote a piece, I keep writing this every year, about how insomnia and sleeping pill abuse is overlooked. And according to American Sleep Disorder Association, 20% of Americans have a sleep disorder. I think it's more. This includes apnea, narcolepsy, where you're tired the next day, But I got to tell you, man, I think it's more. And I think people don't think they have a sleep disorder because they're like, oh, well, that's okay because I can just take the melatonin, or I could drink some scotch, or I could just take a gummy that's a cannabis gummy, and they treat it. I take hot showers every night so I could go to bed. A lot of us use sex to go to sleep, although, but remember, I'm on pelvic rest. So I double shower because I'm like, okay, I'm still on pelvic rest. Yeah, she has me on pelvic rest for 12 weeks. But I get it. Because you don't want to. I had a hysterectomy, and you know, she wants me to be careful. Hubby Sappy's like, ooh, I don't have to sleep with her for a while. So I take a hot shower right before I go to bed to sleep. Then I also have certain pillows and I have certain blankets. And then the animals. I have to have the pets off the bed, or if they are going to be on the bed, they have to be in a certain area. I mean, it is a ritual for me to go to sleep. But when I travel, I have trouble sleeping. And when I travel, I take Tylenol PM with me, or melatonin, because sometimes I can't sleep when I travel because it's not my bed. According to the National Institute of Mental Health Disorders, 25% of Americans may have anxiety and depression that could lead to sleep disorders as well. They said, when they looked at data from the CDC, between 2005 and 2010, 4% of adults aged 20 and over used prescription sleep aids. I'm telling you right now, it's higher. The percentage of adults using a prescription sleep aid increased with age and education. More adult women were using it, 5% over men, 3.1%. Non-Hispanic whites were more likely to use sleep aids than non-Hispanic black and Mexican Americans. Sleep aid use varied. It was from a lot of times it was in adults who slept less than 5 hours or slept 9 or more hours. And the sweet zone is 7 to 9 hours. 1 in 6 adults with a diagnosed sleep disorder, 1 in 8 have trouble sleeping and needing sleep aids. And remember I told you there was a study years ago saying sleeping pill use was worse than smoking. It was worse than smoking a pack of cigarettes a day, according to sleep researcher Sean Young said, because they have found those who use sleeping aids are at higher risk of early death. One study found that I think if you use it more than 4 times a month, you could be at higher risk of dying early. Now, I think it's because you might not have the physique, you might not be exercising, you might be eating heavy meals before you go to bed. And I want to talk about ways to help you sleep. But keep in mind, these sleeping aids, like your antihistamines, diphenhydramine, your benzodiazepines, like lorazepam, alprazolam, your non-benzodiazepine sedative hypnotics, like Ambien, they're side effects. They're sleepwalking, insomnia, numbness, tingling, diarrhea, constipation, memory loss, dizziness. Yeah, this study was in 2012. 10,000 people were found in the study of 10,000 people, those who used sleeping pills were 4 times as likely to die in a 2.5-year study than those who didn't use medications. In fact, another study found a 35% increased risk of cancer, lymphoma, lung, colon, prostate cancer. Another study published in Thorax found benzodiazepine use linked to severe lung infection and pneumonia. So, you know, benzodiazepines, you could get addicted to those, and then you could go through a withdrawal. So some of you guys have been taking lorazepam, Ativan, which is clonazepam, there's alprazolam, which is Xanax, diazepam, Valium, clonazepam, and these are benzodiazepines, and they're sedatives. And these medications, I understand. People say it just helps them sleep, and it helps them relax and all that, but if you take it every night and then you miss a dose, then you could actually withdraw and go through withdrawal. You could seize, you could die. So when we come back, let's talk about what to do for insomnia, since it doesn't look like melatonin and a bunch of these other things are safe. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is ordering 3,000 U.S. troops to deploy to Eastern Europe as the Russian military builds up along its border with Ukraine. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby assuring these soldiers won't be in Eastern Europe for long and they won't engage in the current fighting along the Russia-Ukraine border.
These are not permanent moves. They are moves designed to respond to the current security environment. Moreover, these forces are not going to fight in Ukraine. They are going to ensure the robust defense of our NATO allies.
Russia has been criticizing the United States and NATO, claiming they are stoking fears of an invasion, not Russia. Payroll processing firm ADP says 301,000 jobs were cut in January. It's the first time since December 2020 that the report revealed jobs were lost instead of gained. USA Radio News. A dangerous winter storm is causing a number of states to issue a state emergency. The governors of Missouri, Illinois, and Oklahoma have National Guard troops ready to rescue drivers as heavy snow and ice start to move in. In Michigan, some counties could be buried in 15 inches of snow. A Johns Hopkins study shows that lockdowns did nothing to prevent the spread of COVID-19.
An analysis of studies released last month by Johns Hopkins University indicated that lockdowns in the spring of 2020 reduced COVID-19 mortality by only 0.2% in the U.S. and Europe. Fox News reports several economic professors analyzed various studies regarding how school shutdowns, business closings, and mask mandates affected the COVID-19 death rate. They concluded lockdown policies are ill-founded and should be rejected as a pandemic policy instrument. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Sorry, I still have this stupid cough when I talk. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, yes, we're talking about insomnia. And will you guys quit giving me crap about finally teaching you guys something? And I always teach you guys. I have been on air now for, 13 years? And I have been teaching you guys for 13 years. It's just when you do a three-hour show, I mean, you know, there's no university that for 3 hours a day, 365 days a year, well, maybe not Sundays, so 300 days a year, you know, can teach all the time. So, yeah, I have my opinion pieces, and I have some fun stuff on it, but, yeah, I may be teaching you guys. No, I did not get threatened to be fired. This was on my own. I decided to teach you guys some more stuff. So, cut me some slack, Jack, and let me do my job, okay? We're going to talk about insomnia, okay? I know, you guys are learning so much today. All right, we talked about how I think there's an insomnia epidemic. They said 20% of people might have a sleeping disorder. It's higher. You know, I think a lot of us just don't admit it, and we self-treat. And what do we do to self-treat our lack of sleep? And there's two types of, well, there's multiple types of insomnia, but, you know, two major, shall we say, you know, demarcations that I look at is, can you fall asleep? Do you have issues falling asleep? But once you sleep, once you get that where you can fall asleep, you stay asleep. But then there's the other issues where, no, I fall asleep and I'm up in 2 hours. Or I'm up in 4 hours and then I'm up for the night. And once I'm up, I'm up. Now, I have been very sensitive to those issues because I used to do call. And when you do call, it really screws up your sleep cycle. You know, it's funny. They say doctors are at higher risk for suicide and depression. I luckily don't suffer from that, but I wonder if it's because their sleep is always interrupted because of phone calls and the answering service. I had to stop it. I had to say, no, we're not doing this anymore. If it's an emergency, go to the hospital. If not, I'm open 6 days a week. I'm open on Saturdays. We'll deal with it in the morning. But to refill somebody's prescription, like you would get, oh, the condom broke and I need Plan B. I'm like, that could wait till 8 a.m. You know, a lot of doctors, I notice, are really, really starting to limit the calls they get. You know, because when you get woken up in the middle of the night, you might have fallen asleep. You might have been in a great dream. Once you're up, you're up. And you can't live on 2 hours of sleep a night, 3 hours of sleep a night. You need to have sweet 7 to 9 hours, I would say, a day. Sleeping more than that could cause issues. Sleeping less than that could cause issues. So we have the trouble falling asleep, and then we have the trouble staying asleep. For the falling asleep, a lot of you guys might turn to alcohol. You guys might, use cannabis. You might use a sleeping pill, use a sleeping aid, or use sex. Why are you having insomnia? What could be a problem? Well, one is alcohol. All right, you know, if you drink, if you have wine with your dinner, I don't sleep if I have wine. I'm starting to appreciate wine and like it, but I don't necessarily seek it out because I don't think I'm going to sleep well that night. So if you're a wine drinker and you drink wine, chance you're going to probably have trouble sleeping. If you smoke, if you drink caffeine, you know, a lot of people will have an after-dinner cappuccino. You know, every now and then we'll go to a nice restaurant and they'll go, okay, would anybody like a cappuccino or a coffee? And I'm like, why would you do the caffeine? Why? And so many people are like, oh, yeah, I'll do it. Now, they claim it helps them sleep. They, like, I don't get it because I'm not a coffee drinker, so I'm sorry if I sound really naive. But if you are one of those coffee drinkers for dessert at dinner time, you're probably going to have trouble sleeping. A lot of medications you're on could be stimulants. Many of you are on ADHD medications. Or you might be on medications for your sinuses. Or you might be on medications for your moods. They might be stimulatory, like a Wellbutrin. So those are things to think about. If you have stress, if you have anxiety, if you have depression. See, it's interesting. My mind, a lot of my show comes from what I'm thinking about when I go to bed. Because that's when the world stops. I don't have the kids. I don't have the pets. I don't have the TV on. I don't have the husband talking to me. I don't have the mom calling. And it's just quiet. And then I think about something going, ooh, that's good. I got to talk about that tomorrow. And then I'm like, oh, wait, I don't want to forget that. Okay, so don't forget. And then you almost force yourself to stay awake. A lot of you guys with work, you're like, oh, I got to do this tomorrow. I got to do this tomorrow. Okay. And then you're like, well, I don't want to forget. Let me put it to memory. And once you try to put it to memory, you wake yourself up. So have little post-its by your bed. So if you get one of those ideas or remote, just do a post-it note and say, now I'm done. I could close it off. But if you are depressed, if you're anxious, somebody's in the hospital, you have a premature baby, you're going to have trouble sleeping. I get it. I totally get that. If you have a thyroid disorder, you know, a lot of people, their thyroid is hyperactive. Or their thyroid could be low, and that could also contribute. So if your thyroid's off, that could be a problem. If you have a nutritional deficiency, honestly, a lot of you guys intermittent fast. Intermittent fasting could cause you to have lack of sleep. Even if you're losing weight by it, the reason why is when you start to starve and you cut your sugar, your glucagon, your epinephrine kicks in. And especially with that epinephrine, you might stay awake. So if I like to eat like no later than 5 p.m. But if I don't go to bed till midnight, I notice I'm a little bit more jacked up and awake because my body's starting to get a little hungry because it's been 7 hours. So I try to go to bed by 10, 11 hours, but I don't like to eat late at all. Eating late will give you reflux. So now you're burping up acid. That's going to keep you up. A lot of you guys have chronic pain, neck pain, arthritis, COPD, difficulty breathing. Another big thing is you might fall asleep, but then you get up in the middle of the night to pee. So my dog wants to jump on the bed. We have some steps, but she wants me to carry her into the bed. And it's always 2, 3 in the morning. So when I do that, I'm up, and then I'm like, oh, I think I have to pee. So I get up to pee. Now, getting up to pee once a night, not the biggest thing. But if you're doing it more than twice a night, you might have diabetes. You might have a prostate issue. So if you're getting up to pee, and you have to walk, and you have to navigate to the bathroom, you might not be able to fall back asleep. You might have to get your prostate looked at or get a urine test. Diarrhea could do it, neurological conditions like restless leg. Sleep apnea is huge. Sleep apnea is where your body doesn't want you to fall into a deep sleep because you stop breathing. So when people say, I fall asleep, but I'm always up in the middle of the night, I'll wake up and then I can't go back to sleep, I'm like, you need a sleep study. We need to see if you're cutting off your breathing when you sleep. So some of you are like, well, get to the treatments for insomnia already. Well, here we go. Stop the caffeine. Don't drink alcohol at dinner time. Don't smoke. Get your thyroid checked. Maybe get a sleep study. Because if you're losing oxygen in your sleep, your body's going to wake you up because when you wake up, you have higher oxygen levels. Makes sense. If you have diarrhea, you got to correct that. If you have a prostate issue, you got to correct that. If you have chronic neck pain or back pain, you need to get that addressed because how could you sleep? I like to lower the room temperature to a little cold. I used to be always so cold, and I can't sleep in super cold. But if you lower the temperature, the cooler the room helps. If you're sweating and hot, that's going to keep you up. You don't want to be shivering, but lower the temperature to maybe 65 to 69 degrees. That might help. I also have 2 blankets because I'm at the age where I hot flash. So I have a down comforter that's really cool to the touch. It's white, kind of that material, cool to the touch. And then I have a warm blankie. So I get in the middle of the night, if I'm cold, bring up the warm blankie. If I'm hot, throw off the warm blankie and only have the cooler one. So, have a couple different types of covers. Same thing with what your pillow is. Your artificial lights, you got to shut off a couple hours before bed. I always check my phone. I check my messages. I check Facebook. I check everything because I'm like, I need to end out the day. I check my emails, all that. Don't do that. Shut things off at 8 p.m. And by the way, you notice phones now say silence your notifications. Remember my husband? I like remember at 11 o'clock at night, we got to take out the garbage. And I get, as a response, because I was downstairs working, even though I could have taken out the garbage. He's in bed. Corey has silenced his notifications. We delivered it quietly. Would you like us to resend? Anyway, and I'm like, yes, I would like you to resend. Really? He silences notifications on me? And by the way, when you do resend, can I participate in the resending notification process? Because I have some suggestions on how we need to notify his app. Okay, so anyway, if you could shut off your phone, just shut it off. Of course, aromatherapy, behavioral therapy, a dinner with tryptophan foods like fish, nuts, turkey, tofu, eggs, exercise, blackout curtains, and music. Listen to low-volume music. Music helps you sleep. And tell the cats and the dog to get off the bed. 1-877-DOG.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So also making headlines is, I believe, CNN President Jeff Zucker has had to resign because I guess he lied about having an affair with the senior exec, Allison Golust. And this is during the Chris Cuomo probe. Now, I don't really like these stories that have to do with somebody had an affair and this happened at this place and whatever. But this is very, very interesting in that I know many people that have met their spouse at work. People are excited about working at a new place because they're single.
You know, they've been home throughout the pandemic. They want to get back to work. And one of the incentives is, well, you can meet somebody. You know, you're single right now. How are you going to meet anybody if you're not out there working? And so whenever somebody does get fired for sleeping with somebody at work, it does kind of pique our interest as to what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do. And for the president of CNN to step down because he had a relationship with a colleague, which I believe she was in a position, you can't do it if they're in a position that is not at your level. So obviously if he's president, then just like, you know, if Biden sleeps with anybody, and or, you know, like President Clinton, if he slept with Monica Lewinsky, that technically is a big no-no because they feel like they are you're in a position of power. So in terms of sexual harassment, that's a big no-no. It can coworkers sleep together? From what I understand, they have been. I mean, if any of you have watched Below Deck, there are, but interestingly, even with Below Deck, somebody might be first stew versus second stew, or lead deckhand versus second deckhand, that or bosun. That could be also an issue where somebody is in a higher position. So, CNN president resigned. The pair worked together for 20 years, including the 9 that Zucker had been at CNN. Apparently the affair was, quote, an open secret, according to media sources. They had both claimed in separate statements that the romance evolved during COVID-19. Zucker and his ex-wife Karen separated in 2018. Golis and her ex-husband Billy split, unsure when. So they were both living with their respective families until, you know, I guess each broke up. But I think Katie Couric even talked about how this Golis was pushed onto her show when there was no role for her. So that always kind of makes people feel uneasy. But now we're being told that this might have been from Chris Cuomo. Now, Chris Cuomo, the younger brother of Andrew Cuomo, Chris Cuomo got himself into some heat when he helped his brother throughout the sexual harassment allegations. And he also had, I guess, grabbed his ex-boss's butt years ago, and who knows. So I don't really follow that because I don't care. But interestingly, and again, there's some teaching points here, Chris Cuomo's legal team is, I guess, who ousted Jeff Zucker. Because they had brought it up while negotiating his severance package. They asked, why should he be fired for a conflict of interest with his brother when the head of CNN has his own? So, you know, the teaching point is you might fall in love with somebody and have a relationship with somebody at work, okay? Unless you guys make it legit. I don't know if that's the rule, and maybe you guys know, any of you in HR, unless you two are actually married, or I guess if this is something that, I guess, you know, where both sides can show consent, either don't poop where you eat or make it legit. But if you are in a position of power at work and you are in a relationship with somebody in a department that's not as high as yours, you could get into a lot of trouble. And then also when you fire somebody, if you're going to fire somebody, they're going to blast, you know, like one last torpedo, right? By, you know, one last, you know, and so for those of you who think, you know what, as long as nobody says anything, I'm good, you need to reevaluate your situation. If you're thinking, you know what, I know this is a little off color, off key, I know that, you know, this probably won't be looked upon kindly, but everybody's cool around here, so I don't think anybody's going to say anything, you better reevaluate. Because, man, the tables turn when somebody leaves. Some of you are stealing the whiteout, or you're stealing the post-it notes, or you're stealing things. And other people see it, everybody giggles. Trust me, that stuff comes out. So Chris Cuomo was fired in December last year after an internal investigation found that he did help his brother Andrew navigate through a sexual misconduct scandal. This was while he was a CNN host. He's trying to get the remaining $18 million of his contract. Zucker has refused to pay it. Remember, early on they were fighting. He cited the conflict of interest between Chris's relationship with his brother and his on-air reporting for CNN. The Cuomo said it's hypocritical for Zucker not to be fired while he was. Now, Gollust worked as Andrew Cuomo's communication director briefly. She's divorced. Unclear, you know, if they, when they split or whatever. But, you know, it's one of those things where I think a lot of you guys are in a position right now where there's new rules. And you're trying to navigate through these new rules. And it's frustrating because you've been doing something that you think is right, you think is okay, you think is legit. And then all of a sudden you're looking at something like this going, wait, all right, I could get fired. So one source told Daily Mail that Jeff's affair with Allison had been going on forever, not since COVID. Everyone has known it. He still denies it. It was part of the reason for his divorce, but not the only reason. It was inevitable that it would come out. Others say it's the worst kept secret everybody knows. And you know what? People know. When two people start to cuddle up, they know. But be careful. A lot of you guys have these relationships at work where you kind of push it to the limit, where you're not technically cheating on anybody, but you have a work wife or a work husband. Keep in mind, people are going to always assume you're sleeping around. They're not going to think it's legit. I've always had to be very careful because I'm friends with guys. Most of my friends are guys, and we're close, and we have that understanding like, oh gosh, no, you and I together would be an absolute disaster. I've even spoken with their wives going, look, okay, I've known them for years. I'll tell them the stuff that you don't want to tell them, but please, you take care of all the wife stuff because I don't want any part of that. And my friendships with guys have been fine. It's worked out. But you know, if you're cuddling up with a lady at work you like or whatever, people are going to just assume you guys are sleeping together. You better be careful because it's really hard to prove that you aren't sleeping with them. So Jeff Zucker wrote, as part of the investigation into Chris Cuomo's tenure at CNN, I was asked about my consensual relationship with my closest colleague, someone I've worked with more than 20 years. I've acknowledged the relationship evolved in recent years. I was required to disclose it when it began, but I didn't. I was wrong. As a result, I'm resigning today. I came to CNN on January 28, 2013, had 9 great years. Wish my tenure here had ended differently, but it was an amazing run and I loved every minute. So that's another thing. I think some businesses and companies are okay if it is announced. Well, it's not that nobody's going to announce it if they're cheating on their spouse. So, you know, that if it was something that kind of happened, you know, they're not going to announce it because they don't want the wife to find out. But once it does, once it becomes legit, you might have to look at your rules. There's always rules, and it stinks because it's your personal business. Nothing about your sex life should matter whether you're gay, straight, whatever. But when it does involve somebody at work, you could be in trouble for sexual harassment, assault. So you need to get all your ducks in a row. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.